Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Just to give you a little heads up, this is Jeff from Jacob. As I said, Jacob turning 20 this year, playing at the King's Arms on the 3rd of February. I spoke to him about some music that he's been into of late.
Wait, recent music?
Sort of all over the spectrum.
Good.
It's a bit of a mix.
Which one's Jeff, the guitarist?
Yes.
Great.
A band that I've really been digging lately is a band called A Wing Victory for the Sun. They're like an ambient sort of orchestral cinematic band that are playing really beautiful sort of cinematic soundscapes. One of the guys from the band was in a band called The Stars of the Lid, who were American sort of band that did similar stuff, really, really beautiful cinematic soundscape stuff. Really beautiful ambient, sort of almost otherworldly sort of ambient sort of sounds. And he's gone on to form this new band called A Wing Victory for the Sun. And both those bands have really been doing it for me for the last few years now, you know, like just how it's all completely instrumental, beautiful ambient soundscapes, you know, and particularly sounds like The Stars of the Lid. They get these sounds which, like, sometimes I'm not even sure how they were created, you know, and that for me is really appealing, you know, like they really hunt for something, you know, really unique sounds, you know what I mean, as opposed to just using guitars, bass and drums or keyboards or synths or whatever, you know what I mean, to smash out a tune. You know, they really take it another level and you know, and search for something really new and really unique, and you know, and it's, yeah, that's really doing it for me.
How did you discover these couple of acts?
Well, a very good friend of mine, Jules Desmond, from Wellington, used to be in a band called Letterbox Lambs, and he's now doing a solo project called The Bachelor of Architecture, and amazing musician, really good guy, super good mate of all of ours, and he says, man, you got to check out this album, and it was a Stars of the Lid album called The Tired Sounds of The Stars of the Lid, and yeah, man, it just sort of changed my world for a little while there, you know, and since then, you know, obviously, when Wing Victory for the Sun came out, obviously, you know, that sort of led to that, you know, being a Stars of the Lid fan, you sort of keep up on what the guys are doing, and I saw that one of them was doing that. Mm-hmm. And A Wing Victory for the Sun is more organic, you know, and more sort of string based than in a way than Stars of the Lid. Stars of the Lid, they were really going for unique sounds from everything from guitars to, you know, lots of different sort of instruments, whereas A Wing Victory for the Sun, they are sort of kicking back with pianos and strings a bit more, but like I said, they're sort of getting much more out of them as opposed to using them relatively classically, I suppose. I've been listening to a lot of Radiohead lately, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
I've been listening to a lot of Radiohead lately, to be honest with you. I'm a huge, huge Radiohead fan and have been for a long time. But yeah, their most recent album, Moon Shaped Pool, has really been doing it for me lately too. Just again, they've sort of gone a similar way with that last album. They've gone quite ambient and minimalistic, and a couple of their songs, like their second single, Daydreams, it was, you know, just piano and vocal with some sort of bits and pieces added in, you know, like it's, you know, I've really been digging that sort of side of them lately. And the song from Moonshaped Pool that I've really been loving lately is Glass Eyes? Just like the piano on that is just incredible. Like it's the way he walks through the chords, you know what I mean? He sort of arpeggios through the chords. It's just stunning, man. Really, really stunning. But again, you know, really simple, you know what I mean? Really, really simple, like, you know, piano and vocal, you know. But, yeah, mind-blowing, really.
It's really interesting to see their journey over, you know, I guess the last couple of decades and how it has become a lot more minimal.
Yeah, man. I completely admire that about them, you know. Like, they started off as this really sort of, you know, this Brit pop band, you know what I mean, that was, you know, really ensconced in that whole pop sort of guitar, sort of rocky pop scene, you know. And they've just developed and evolved like amazingly over the last 20-25 years, you know. I still really love OK Computer, but everything that's come since, I think personally, just seems to get better, you know. When they came out with Kid A, I like most other people were like, what the fuck happened here, you know, what are they up to, you know, like, you know, because it was such a massive departure from what they had been doing. But yeah, you gave it a chance and you realised that it was actually really, really brilliant, and that it was really progressive and really forward-thinking and really groundbreaking, you know. Mm. And they kind of just continued to do that. You know, I think King of Limbs, you know, the second-to-last album was just as experimental and innovative as Kid A was, you know. So, yeah, man, I'm a huge, huge fan and have massive amounts of respect for those guys.
Me, I just got off the train. A frightening place, the faces are concrete gray, and I'm wondering, should I turn around? Buy another ticket, the panic is coming on strong, so call me inside out. No grid drama, message coming in, only oh so small. Glassy-eyed light of day, glassy-eyed light of day. The path trails off and heads down the mountain through the dry bush. I don't know.
I mean, I really dig. There's a really good friend of mine, Oscar Watts, who used to also be in Letterbox Lambs. He's got a solo project called The Seaport and the Airport, and it's really, really great electronic sort of breakbeat sort of stuff. You know, like he's an amazing drummer, really, really great drummer, and he's been sort of writing and producing this really cool electronic stuff for the last few years, and I really dig it. Everything he sends me through stuff, you know, and it's just every time it's like, wow, man, he just keeps getting better and better, and it's sort of there's elements of Burial in there, and a whole bunch of other stuff really, but it's, you know, but he's definitely got his own thing going on. So that's probably the only really fully electronic thing that I've really been digging lately anyway.
We'll be right back.
speaking of Letterbox Lambs,
yep.
They're out of Wellington, correct?
Yep, that's the one.
I've got an album of theirs called Not a Private Joke.
Yep.
Which I got. I had a lot of enjoyment out of. I don't know. It's a while ago now, like 15 years ago that it came out.
And the rest, maybe a bit more than that.
I never got to see them, but did you ever catch them live?
Yeah, man, no, a few times. We played with them once or twice, and like I said, they're good friends of mine, and what they used to do was just, I don't know, they're just straight up rock, but they they had their own angle on it, you know, and they really nailed their angle on it. You know, Paul Tripp, the singer, was just a really great front man, you know, and I just love that band, you know. I've always been a big fan of it, you know. Like I said, they're good mates of mine, but, you know, I was also a really genuine big fan of that band, and that Not a Private Joke is still a really great album, man, and I listen to it from time to time, for sure.
I love how he sings in, like, such a strong Kiwi accent.
There's no trying to morph it into your English or sort of American standard sort of, you know, sound. You know, he's really given it all his own sort of thing, you know, and that's, again, it's like I said, you know, like they've got their own slant on it, and I think it's really cool.
We'll be right back.
That was Jeff, the guitarist from Jacob, sharing some of his musical selections. Don't forget, you can catch Jacob playing their 20th anniversary show at the King's Arms on Saturday the 3rd of February. We'll see you there.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.